You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Weekly Bulletin, live here from the Budgie Smuggler bedroom. You're joined by myself, Editor Clancy Overall. Of course, Editor-at-Large Errol Parker. How are you, Errol?
Good, mate. It's always sunny here in the Diamantina. Always sunny.
And of course, our cadet journalist and newsreader, Wendell Hussey, recording live from his seven-person share house in the French Quarter. How are things going, Wendell?
Yeah, well, thanks, Clancy. They're going well. The second week hasn't been anywhere near as fun as the first week, but I'm doing okay.
Well, at least you haven't got cholera, mate. Always look on the bright side.
Always look on the bright side. You doing well, Clancy?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm going to have to hit you up about your mate to get my hands on some cannabis if we continue working from home.
He's doing contactless delivery, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Ooh. Okay, all right. Well, we'll follow that up after this. Now, just a message from our partner today, sane.org, before we go any further into the bulletin. Life is far from ideal right now, and this can really impact our mental health.
Yeah, now that we're all stuck at home, it's still so important that we stay connected to one another.
If you need some support when it comes to your mental health and well-being, the Sane Forums are a place where you can talk online to people who get it. They know what you're going through because they've been there too.
Yeah, you're sure to find someone in a similar position as you to talk to.
The forums are completely free and anonymous, plus mental health professionals are there in the background 24/7, so you'll always feel safe and supported.
So why not sign up right now and chat to others at sane.org/forums. That's sane.org/forums. Because physical distancing doesn't have to mean social distancing.
Sane.org/forums. We care because we've been there. Now back to the show. What's in the news this week, Wendell?
Another social distancing story is in the news first up, and that's, for fuck's sake, Melbourne, your beaches are shit anyway.
Yes, late last week, another swathe of brainless cunts, as they were called, decided it was time to pretend they have some decent beaches on the weird body of water that sits up the guts of Melbourne.
Yes, very Melbourne to think that they are above the rest of the nation, isn't it?
Very Melbourne.
Not too different to what we saw in Bondi the week earlier. It is almost time, I think, Premier Andrews tabled the idea of sending down some police to just kick sand on anyone or flicking towels at anyone who refuses to go home, because the social distancing measures are now being enforced by the police because of these people.
I think that old donkey ears is onto something with that idea. I think kicking sand on people from Melbourne is something that more people should be doing.
Yes, it is good to see Daniel Andrews stepping up now that he's finished the dick measuring contest with the Prime Minister. We're seeing a bit of action on the streets of Melbourne. Same thing happening in Sydney and Greater New South Wales now that the state government in that part of the world has decided to stop letting cruise ships unload into the CBD of the busiest city in Australia. And of course, Queensland are taking it more seriously than everyone, shutting down their borders just over a week ago now.
Yeah, speaking of contests, there was a comment on that one from Grant Rennie, a citizen from our Batuta Heights district, who said, a three-way pissing contest between Bondi, Manly and St Kilda at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, they all have nothing on Lake Batuta Beach.
What else have we got in the news in the way of coronavirus, Wendell?
Next up, doctors and nurses even hotter after the whole saving civilization thing.
Yes, doctors and nurses have been fetishized for a long time, particularly on screen, so I've seen. But it's become even more apparent that this is a thing amongst this whole pandemic.
Yes, they are sexier than ever, it seems. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Australians that healthcare workers are people too, and to stop focusing on how hot they are and start thinking about how exhausted and overworked they are, and to stay home accordingly to minimise their workloads.
Moving on to some other national news now, and abandoned Hobart Airport has become home to a growing thylacine colony.
I knew they weren't extinct.
Incredible stuff. Not long after they turned Hobart into a ghost town, the first Tassie tigers have started to appear. Previously thought extinct, there'd only been a few unconfirmed sightings in recent years, but according to a 45-year-old stoner who works as a groundsman on the Hobart Airport, he says the terminals are now full of the things, and we can take his word for it because his mate Damo was there and he can guarantee it as well.
You'd imagine there's a fair few Black Panthers getting around now as well in places like Lithgow and Nimbin.
Yes, the Illawarra Escarpment, Nimbin, Gympie, I believe, has a panther, and Walker, of course. Every second town has a panther.
Quite a lovely biodiversity story there. Moving along to some local news now, and 2 weeks into self-isolation, housemates unanimously agree to start rooting each other.
This is a story that's going to end well.
It's certainly a bad time to be a bachelor or bachelorette. During the quarantine of Australia, anyone who was without a partner before this whole thing are looking towards a couple months, potentially even half a year, maybe even more than that, of just pure drought. So it's not hard to see why some housemates in Batuta's youthful flight path district have decided, with all supplies, that they may as well start rooting each other because they won't be leaving for a while.
I think this just goes to show that there is a lack of imagination with today's young people. I mean, I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with engaging in a bit of mutual masturbation from either ends of a living room.
But there are a lot of comments on that story. One from Matthew Holt, who said a lot of Tasmanians in particular are doing this with their roommates as well.
Oh, grow up, Matthew.
Oh, grow up, Matthew. That is just the oldest trope in the book.
Come on, Tasmania, you know, they're hurting right now, and incest joke's a faux pas.
Wrapping up with some sports news now, and Sydney Roosters expected to finally fall below the salary cap with 87% pay cut to players.
Also another overdone trope.
Yes, up there with the Tasmania inbred joke, the old salary sombrero, but it does look to be finally trimmed back to the traditional salary cap now, as the NRL looks to find a way through this coronavirus.
If only Uncle Nick had some more brown paper bags to go around.
Yes, it is really weird when you think about it. The game managed by rugby league types hasn't managed their money particularly well, except for the Sydney Roosters, who have always been on top of things ever since their lead sponsor, Uncle Nick Politis, decided to take over the reins. The only club not looking to go broke at this moment, but with Rugby League Ireland now a very real possibility, with Tangalooma Resort on Moreton offering to house all players and keep them safe for the coronavirus so the 2020 competition can continue. Things are looking up, and perhaps the players won't have to take that 87% pay cut.
And I myself am very excited for League Ireland, so I hope they can make it work. Anyway, that's it for the Bulletin. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back again in 7 days' time with your weekly dose of honest, hard-hitting regional news. Until then, my name's Wendell Hussey.
My name is Errol Parker. Chucky O'Lara.
I'm Clancy Overall, and be kind to each other. Stay safe, stay clean.
Goodbye.
Bye.